Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 here we are. Glad to have you here with us on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also streaming live on Facebook, where you can find us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. I'm Deborah Lee, yes, and I will be giving personal prophecy readings this evening, as we always seem to do. Anyway, for those of you that are new and just joining us for the first time, or those of you that need a refresher, we're using ordinary playing cards. So you will not be getting tarot or oracle or any of the other systems that are out there for your reading, but this is a method that literally stand alone. So I welcome you to get on the phone, get in line with us. The sooner you call in, the better your chances are of actually getting a reading during the show. Time goes pretty fast here. So we'd love to hear from you.
Damn it. It's a froggy day.
And those of you who are joining us on Facebook, we will turn to you if we get lags in the phone calls. So don't be surprised. You can get a reading too. Now, I also want to mention, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. This is my normal layout that I use with all of my clients and during the show. It gives me a chance to really sort of check out the, what should we call it, the landscape, I guess, of your life, emotionally, mentally, physically. It all sort of comes through that layout. So just wanted to let you know I'll need a minute or so in order to get ready to give you your reading. So now I will turn you over to Mr. Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you folks that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, I'd like to remind everybody out there, both in Blog Talk Radio land and on Facebook land, if you are international, let us know, and we'll give you an international shout-out live whenever we see it. Not just anytime we see it, we'll work you in a live shout-out. Nobody yet. Nobody has spoken to themselves. So we have no shout-outs yet to give, but they will come. We know that. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement, I called in, so good, audio is good tonight, no chop chop. If you hear nothing, or you got a really bad connection, hang on, call back again. That's just computer, cell phone world that we live in now. It's kind of bizarre. It's just what it is. I mean, the old days, everything was hardwired. The old days, everything was like hard, real old days, everything was hardwired. So pretty much you didn't really have a problem. When you had a problem, it could be really bad. Sometimes the wires would get crossed sometimes and you'd get like different people together on the line and stuff if there are shorts in the lines. But that was many moons ago, and most people nowadays don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So, Facebookers that are here, we know you are because you're watching. We will make attempts. We will try to turn to you folks during the course of the show. We know that some of you can't, especially if you're international, but even some of the domestic folks, for whatever reason, just can't get a chance to call in. And we'll try to turn to you folks. Can't promise a time. Can't promise. Just can't. How frequently, can't say how many times we're going to do it, what time we're going to do it. You just got to stand by the Facebook Messenger system. Doesn't have a cool hold system. No cue. So you just got to wait and be ready. Be ready to click, click. And then when we announce it, we would like you to audio or video Deborah Lee on Facebook. Yeah. That's all. That'll work out great. International shout out to Virgil from the UK. That's our first international shout out.
Virgil.
better to be first than last. Of course, not for shout-outs, it's okay. If you don't want to be last on the reading list, because you might not get it.
So. I'm trying to remember where you got that shirt.
DXL.
Was it?
Yeah. It's another Columbia one, isn't
it? Is it? Does it say Columbia? It does.
Yeah, it's a different style.
Doesn't have, oh, it has vents back here.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
really good summer shirts.
Yeah.
It's a different style than the other Columbias, but, you know, same. It's, that part's the same.
Come on now, we got people. I see you.
We got callers.
You're hiding out there.
We got callers.
Yeah, come on into Facebook.
Don't be freaking out.
And say something so we know you're here.
Just relax.
Well, there she is.
Birthday girl.
Oh, birthday girl.
Yes, indeed. We will be doing a birthday reading tonight once we get rocking and rolling here.
Yes.
First of all, for everybody, when you hear the harps, that means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. You got to respect it. Don't push it. It's a free reading. You get what you get. We got to move on to other folks. You don't want to squeeze anybody out. Start tinking too long and going, giving you 15 questions or whatever. We just can't do that. If you want lots and lots of questions in one-on-one time, go to psychiclovedoctor.com website and arrange a private reading. A private.
Private.
Private weeding. It's all West.
Elmer, I didn't know you were joining us.
Waskawee Wabbits.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd be here tonight.
Okay. And another international shout-out to Laura from Canada.
Oh, from Homestead. Where is Homestead, Debbie?
There's a Homestead in the United States of America.
I guess she's in Miami.
Oh, really? Isn't there Homestead, Texas, too? But anyway, when you hear the harps,
yes.
That means your reading with Deborah's done. Let it be done. Don't push it. Okay, and I'm going to give you a Angel of Abundance, an Oracle card. That's the only Oracle card you'll get on this show. Tonight will be the single card for the road. And then we'll move on to the next color. All right, let's see here. What's going to go? Go to the first caller. Area code 229 in Georgia. 229, you're the first caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Hi. Hello. Melvin, you're on the air. Join us, Melvin. We're back on the shelf for now.
All right, Melvin, we'll be back to you there, my friend. Those were the days, my friend.
Mary Hopkins.
Which is the one who wondered to me.
She was from England, right? Mary Hopkins.
She'd be from Jupiter.
Probably an old bat by now, but.
She might not be breathing. She might be worm food.
That's true.
All right. Because this next one is always a mystery. Skype.
Hello.
It's all Skype. Welcome.
Hello.
Skype. I'm going to jack it up, Deb.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. And who are we speaking to?
My name is Christy. I'm calling from California.
California.
Hi. Good to have you with us. Have
we talked
to you
before?
Good. Good.
I think one time before. Yeah, it's my second time. I've been listening.
Yeah, I think we did speak. If your name rings a bell for me. So tell us, what brings you to the show this evening?
I'm working, and I like to listen to the shows when I work. So
cool.
I'm listening.
Well, international shout-out to Dr. Priya, who's currently in the Netherlands. Welcome.
Yes, hello, and to you, my dear, on the phone. Remind us, tell us a little bit about you. And what information you would like to receive, intuitively from the cards?
Well, what do you want to know about me?
What would you like to know from the cards? And then that would matter, because then you give us background on that situation. What do you want to know?
I want to know where my relationship is heading. I've been with them for 27 years, and it's just, I don't know.
Wow. That's a
right.
long time.
That was, now that you started off great. 27 years, does that mean you're actually married?
No, we never got married. We have three kids together. And
but you're basically, You're basically are married without being married, basically. 27
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, you know, in Hollywood, what's their name? That couple that
I'm
never
sorry?
Got to meet.
Well, she's
in
Deb's
Hollywood.
Talking out loud.
He's really handsome and she's really pretty. And I can't for the life of me. I almost said it. Anyway, they said marriage would have ruined their relationship.
Oh, wasn't that Goldie Hawn?
Yes.
And Kurt Russell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And our Facebookers.
Oh, I was first, though. No, 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 no.
All right.
They probably didn't hear me first because of the audio delay. But yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you.
All right. So it's 27 years. But you are questioning.
Yes. What's making you want to know, aspects?
What's up in Bangkok?
I just feel like, how do I say it? I give more than what we're all different. I get it. But I just want to receive what I'm giving.
Oh, and there's no balance there?
You seem like you're doing all the work right now in the relationship?
Okay.
Or I just feel like it's maybe he's at his end and maybe I just need to open my eyes and say okay or not.
Okay, so something doesn't feel, the boat is rocking a little bit and she's wants to see what's going on.
Is he possibly in a midlife crisis at all? You know,
he could be.
Men get funny sometimes when they hit that.
And women do too. But it's not like that term midlife crisis has an exact range of age. That can be different for different people. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It could be a lot earlier for people. Like, could be in the 30s for some people that are really freaky about getting older, and then it could be much later for people that were cool for a while.
And they do say that men go through a hormonal shift themselves. They don't go through a menopause because they never had a, period. But
thank God for that. Yes, thank you, Lord. But you know what? We kind of did.
Oh, you kind of did.
We kind of did. If you have a significant other, you did. So.
Well, let's see what we've got here for you.
Okay.
All right. I want to say that I think your man is definitely in the throes, from what I see here, of a midlife crisis. And one of the first questions that sticks in their mind is this all there is? And they start to fantasize. They start thinking they should be driving some hot rod car. You know, they see pretty women and they feel like, let's put it this way, the parade is passing them by and they're standing on the sidewalk watching the parade go by. I think that you need to have a talk and reestablish your relationship where you're at, at this time, because otherwise you're going to keep getting more of the same.
Well, remember now, interesting enough is what she said before you put the cards on, is that she is getting the feeling that he looks like he may be kind of on the end road, and she's wondering if she needs to be on that end road too.
Yes, because I do try to communicate with him, and it seems like when I communicate, he gets angry and says, he doesn't make me happy anymore. That's not the point of my communication. It's not that he doesn't make me happy. I just think we should communicate.
Yes, absolutely.
He's not open.
Well, and they get real comfortable after a long time. What my late husband did is he spoke to his doctor and said, feeling as happy as I used to. And a lot of it for him was low testosterone. And he also was put on a mild happy pill. And he changed. He became more spontaneous, more eager to...
He didn't go get the testosterone shots, right?
No, but they were giving him something at the doctor. He might have gotten it.
I don't know either. I'm just saying that is, I think, pretty much.
But he might want to look at, first he should look at himself organically. And maybe you could get him, getting them to address medical issues can be like.
Well, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that she will not succeed at that. getting him to go to a doctor. There's a very good chance. And you know what? A lot of humans are like that.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I got nothing wrong with me. God, I got a goddamn doctor.
You know, yeah, but I'll bet you, from what I see here, he's really frustrated. He, if he were in on this conversation, honestly, he'd be pointing the finger at you, from what I
yes.
see. Saying
yes.
you. Yeah. And really, I guess the both of you should look at where you are. Maybe a renegotiation is in order. Are the children raised or are they still in the house?
Our youngest one is going to be 15 this week.
Oh, so that's, you're almost done.
Yeah,
the other two are out, yeah. Hello? 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 Hello?